The next patient is Christopher Ward. The last name is W-A-R-D. First name, Christopher. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old white male patient of Dr. Montero, M-O-N-T-E-R-O, and Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, referred to this office because of the presence of alterations in the kidney function, period. This patient has a lengthy history of arterial hypertension and what seems to be a cardiomyopathy. The patient denies the presence of a heart attack. However, he has been told that he had not only sick sinus syndrome, but also a decrease in the ejection fraction at 35%. The patient has been instructed to take medication that includes Entresto 2426, Farxiga 10 milligrams every day, furosemide 40 milligrams every day, and Vercuvo 2.5 milligrams daily, V-E-R-Q-U-V-O. The patient has August 15 of 2023, a serum creatinine of 1.1, a BUN of 26, with an estimated EFR that is 67. This patient is not a diabetic. His hemoglobin A1C was reported to be 5.3, and the patient has normal albumin, normal protein, and the albumin creatinine ratio is 5. There is no evidence of proteinuria whatsoever. My impression is that this patient has a cardiorenal syndrome, and the variations in the kidney function are associated to a volume, period. Number two, hypokalemia that is associated to the administration of furosemide and Farxiga. The patient was instructed of how to manage the fluids, giving him a dry weight of 215 pounds and take the furosemide only if the body weight is above 215 pounds after he establishes a fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours. Period. I don't think that at this point there is any need to add a potassium supplementation, because if there is a fluid restriction and there is no need for the administration of furosemide, the potassium should correct. Following number, the patient has a history of sick sinus syndrome, a status post-permanent pacemaker. Following number, history of peripheral arterial disease. Following number, the patient has a sebaceous cyst in the left shoulder that is going to be treated with clindamycin 300 milligrams Q8 hours, but my recommendation is to follow with Dr. Montero as soon as possible. There are another lesions in the face that seems to be infection in the sebaceous cyst. Following over arterial hypertension that at the present time is under control. Following over hyperlipidemia that is under control. I am going to return Mr. Ward to the care of Dr. Parnassa as well as Dr. Montero in view of the fact that he doesn't have a proteinuria and or deterioration of the kidney function at this point. Thanks a lot for your kind referral.